Beginning tonight's Shir and Simon Reish Ayin Gimel, we are up to Sif Beis, top line on page Nun Beis, the page following 102. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Im Kiddush Babayis Echor Almanas Leechol Shom, if a person made Kiddush in one house, having in mind to eat in that house, the Achar Koch Nimloch Leechol B'mokom Acher, and then afterwards he changed his mind and decided to eat somewhere else, he has to go back and make Kiddush again in the place where he decided he was going to eat. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sefkaton Test, he then changed his mind. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'lo ochal kon kezayis. He did not eat over here a kezayis. Avayim ochal kezayis yotza. But if he ate a kezayis over here, he is yotze, like we'll see later in Sefhei. And as we know, as long as we ate a kezayis, that will count as Kiddush Makom Suda. The Mechaber is discussing, he made Kiddush in place A, decides to move to place B, he did not eat anything in place A. Sifkoton Yud B'makom Acher, he changed his mind and decided to eat somewhere else. Hainu Afilu B'cheder Acher Sheba'osa Bayis. That means to say, even if he changed his mind and decided to eat in a different room in the same house, Kevan Shelo Haisa Daito Lozem Mitchila, since he did not have in his mind to eat in a different room when he made the Kiddush, so he's going to need a new Kiddush in a new room. Kedila El B'Sif Aleph, like we saw yesterday in Sif Aleph. That ends Sif Beis. And now we go to the Mechaber and Sif Gimel. Im Kiddush V'lo Sa'ad. If a person makes Kiddush and he did not eat, Af Yedei Kiddush Lo Yotza. He's not even Yotze Kiddush. We're going to see two Pshatim soon, what it means. He's not even Yotze Kiddush. We'll see one Pshat in the Mishnah Berurah, one Pshat in the Bir Halacha. The Ramah writes, V'tzorech lecho b'mkom kiddush la'alter. You have to eat in a place where you made kiddush right away. O she'yehei b'daitu lecho shomiyad. Or you have to at least have in mind to eat there right away. We'll see the difference between these two sentences soon in the Mishnah Berurah. First, the Ramah says, you need to eat in the place where you made kiddush right away. Or you have to have in mind to eat there right away. Aval b'lav hachi. But if not, that was the case. Afilu ocha b'mokom kiddush eno yotzei. If you didn't have that in mind, even if you ended up eating in the place where you made Kiddush, you're not Yotze. V'im haya b'daitu shalo le'echol shah miyad, v'nimlach v'ochal yotza. And if you had in mind not to eat in the place where you made Kiddush right away, and then you change your mind, you ate there, you are Yotze. So this Ramah gets a little bit confusing. The Mishnah Berurah, Mir Tashem, will clarify this whole Ramah. Let's begin the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Yud Aleph. Again, the Mechaber said that if you made Kiddush and you did not eat, af yidei Kiddush lo yotza, says the Mishnah Berurah in Yud Aleph, af yidei Kiddush, kamash v'lon, the Kiddush of the Mechaber is, de lo teima davka im rotza lecho b'makom acher. Don't say, only if you want to eat in another place, hu de lo mahani ha-kiddush lahatir lo ba'achila. That's when the Kiddush won't work for you. If you make Kiddush over here and you want to eat somewhere else, so then the Kiddush won't work for you. Don't say it's only coming for that. Kevan shelo kiddush b'makom asuda, since you did not make kiddush in a place you want to have a suda, so the kiddush won't work for the suda you want in a new place. Avalim eino rotza lisod achar kachal. But if you don't want to eat somewhere else, you don't want to eat at all, so yotza al kuponim yidei kiddush. Then maybe you would think that you're yotze at least kiddush by itself. Kamash v'lon, comes the mechaber and tells me, af yidei kiddush lo yotza. So the Mishnah Berurah over here in Yud Aleph explains that what the mechaber means when he says, af yidei kiddush lo yotza, it's not only that when you make Kiddush in place A and now you want to eat in place B, that you can't eat in place B based on this Kiddush, you'll eat a new Kiddush. But even if you don't want to eat somewhere else, you want to just leave it with that Kiddush, you're not Yotze, the Kiddush itself. If we look in the Bir Halacha, Divrei Matzil, Afi de Kiddush, he says a different pshat. I am a Mishnah Berurah. Look at the pshat we just mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah. What's Afi de Kiddush? V'odei Shlomer, another pshat that we could say, the kavanah of the mechaber lahatik meimer de Shmuel beGemara. The kavanah of the mechaber is just quoting the line of Shmuel from the Gemara. The af yidei kiddush lo yotza. Shmuel says over there that even yidei kiddush you're not yotze. The kol sheken yidei yayin, and certainly you're not yotze the bracha of yayin. Umayri ha Gemara sham shu rotze lisod achakal b'mokom acher. The case of the Gemara over there is discussing he had kiddush in one place and he wants to go eat in another place. Velishos yayin basuda. And he wants to drink wine during the Suda. And therefore the Mechaber is saying, not only when he wants to drink wine in the other place during the Suda, is he not yotze yidei yayin from over here, and he needs a new bracha of yayin, but af yidei kiddush lo yotze. He's not even yotze with the kiddush from here, so you'd have to do in a new place not only a bracha of yayin, but also a bracha of kiddush. Those are the two mahalchim that the Chafetz Chaim gives us in this lashon of the Mechaber. And now we go on to the Ramah. The first thing the Ramah said was, v'tzarech le'echol b'mokom kiddush la'alter. You have to eat in the place where you made kiddush right away. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Yud Beis, v'lo yafsik afilu zman kotzer. You should not pause between the kiddush and the achila even a short amount of time. Now we'll see in the notes in a moment what it means a small amount of time. But first let's finish the Mishnah Berurah. Kasa b'sharei Knesset Agdola. The Sharei Knesset Agdola writes, if for some reason a person left his place, and he went outside, and then he came back to his place, he does not have to go back and make a new kiddush because he went outside. Since Lamaisa, at the end of the day, you made kiddush here, you went out, you came back, and you ate the suda here. That's considered kiddush makom suda. So the Sharei Knesset Agdola says that if you went out for some reason and came back, that would be okay. But says the Mishnah Berurah v'yesh cholkin baze, there are those who argue on this. V'alkein, and therefore l'chatchila yizor baze ma'od. Therefore l'chatchila, one should be very careful about this, not to leave after kiddush before he starts the suda. Ach b'diyeved, but if he already left and came back, u'b'prat k'shayatzarech laso strachel, certainly if he had to do his needs, he had to go to the bathroom. It appears for sure that he would not have to be machmir to make kiddush a second time. That would be considered taking a break for things that are needs of the suda, and therefore you would not need a new kiddush. So the bottom line, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you go out and come back, like the Sharei Knesset Agdola, that you would not have to make another kiddush. But since there are those who argue, ideally you should not go out and not come on to this, because there are those who argue. Now we're going to see a few important notes, and then we're going to see a bir halacha. In note number 13, going on that which the Mishnah Berurah says, you shouldn't be mafsik between the kiddush and the suda, even as zman kotzer. What does it mean, zman kotzer? Shir zman kotzer lo nisparish. The Mishnah Berurah does not explain to us what it means, a short amount of time. V'kasa b'sidr ha'yayivetz shehu kidei shir hiluch chaf beiz amma. The time that you should not pause between your kiddush and your suda is the time it takes to walk 22 amos, which is not a very long time. Me'idach, on the other hand, this in Kirel, it says, it's only considered a delay between the kiddush and the suda if your mind goes off the suda. V'das hagon Ravel Yoshev sha'al kol ponem muter lishos dakos ma'atos bein hakiddush l'suda. You certainly can wait a few minutes between the kiddush and the suda. And then he writes, yesh enogu lecho dagim acharei hakiddush. Some of the minog that after kiddush they don't wash right away. They first eat some fish. V'rach la'achar zman livtzoa ala pas, and they only make hamotzi a little while later. V'das ha'chazon ish lo ha'isanocha mizeh. The Chazon Ish was not happy with this minhag. V'achilas peiros achar ha'kiddush kidei limshoch es ha'teyavum, and eating some fruit after kiddush in order to whet your appetite. Or L'tzion writes, she'eno nechsheves hefsek bein ha'kiddush l'suda. That's not considered hefsek between the kiddush and the suda. Since it's a need of the suda, and therefore it's considered part of the suda, that would be okay. At the night of the Seder, we make Kiddush, which is the first of the Arba Kosas in the very beginning, and then we say the whole Magid till we eventually go and wash on the Matzah. That's a very long hefsek. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach tells us, shekeivan shekachi takanas hachamim, since that's how Chazal set up the Seder, heim omru sha'af nechshav kiddush v'makom suda, they said that is also going to be considered kiddush v'makom suda, even though it's a long break. Od Kosav, he writes further, shekeivan shemechuyev ba'amiras ha'agadah, since you're required to say the Haggadah, nechsheves amirasa ketzarche ha'suda, so the Haggadah is also considered tzarche ha'suda. Note 15, it goes on that which the Mishnah Berurah told us, that since there are those who argue about going out of the room, l'chatchila yizoher bazeh ma'od, one should be very careful about this. Note 15, he writes, v'chei nog ha'chavetz chayim, and that was also the minhag of the Chavetz Chayim, l'himona milotzeh lito yodav michutz l'cheder. His minhag was not to even go outside the room where he made kiddush to wash. he would wash only in the room where he made Kiddush. V'chein noga chazanish, and that was also the custom of the chazanish, shelo lotzeis l'netilas yadayim me'acheder shebo kiddush. He would not go outside the room where he made Kiddush to wash the tilas yadayim. V'afilu l'vdei beiso hichmer kein, and the chazanish is machmer even on his family. However, das agon rosh hamazam in Arbach, sheha'minog l'hokel bazeh, the minog, Baruch Hashem, for many of us, the minhag is to be lenient about this. The chaykos of a kavachayim she etzia l'tzorech netilas yadayim b'lvat, to go out just to wash netilas yadayim for the suda, eina nechsheves kehefsek, that's not considered a hefsek, b'pnei she l'tzorech ha-suda, since that is for purposes of the suda. Let's see one more note. Note number 17. And that's going on the last point that Mishnah Berurah said, that since it's a machlokas if you can go outside or not, so if you do go out and come back, we said vada you should not be machmir to make a second kiddush, because it's like dvorin that are tzarchei suda. So in note 17 he writes, v'kosav l'elsh al ha'odam livdok as asmo kolom netilas yadayim l'suda. A person should really check, we learned earlier, to make sure he doesn't have to relieve himself before he washes netilas yadayim. And then he writes, v'im mishtar l'tzarech ha'suda, if a person is waiting around for the purposes of the suda, or he had to step outside to clarify something about the suda. So Rav Nissen Kirel says, that's considered a delay for the purpose of the suda. That's not a hefsek. Also, if you're waiting around between your kiddush and your hamotzi for everyone to wash their hands, that's considered also a tzarech suda, even though you're waiting for others. Then he brings down, if you're changing a baby's diaper, that also would not be considered a hefsek and would not be considered a chisaron in Kiddush b'makom suda. But now let's go to the Bir Halacha. We're in the Bir Halacha de Vamaska la'alter. Just to summarize what we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, Mishnah Berurah told us that the Shiur Knesset HaGedolah says that even if you make Kiddush and then you went outside for something and came back in, he says you don't need a new Kiddush, it's still considered Kiddush b'makom suda. The Mishnah Berurah said there are those who argue, but you should rely by the Evid that if you did go out and come back, you should not make another Kiddush. So in the Bir Halacha he writes, I am a Mishnah Berurah b'mashik asati b'shem Shiur Knesset HaGedolah. Look what we brought down in the Mishnah Berurah b'shem the Shiur Knesset HaGedolah. V'huvu dvarav gam b'sefer Yad Malachi, it's also brought down in the Sefer Yad Malachi. U'pshitule l'bal Shiur Knesset HaGedolah dover zeh kol kach. This psak that he gave is so poshut to him. He said you should go with this and you should not say the opposite. However, we find someone that argues. The Magen Avraham at the end of Sifkaton Hey, I'm sorry, he writes, the imyotam in Mekoma bein time, if you left your place in the interim between Kiddush and the washing of the hands or the eating of the mezonos, tzorach l'kade sheinis, you have to make a second Kiddush. Okay, nearly. Sounds like the Magen Avraham is saying the opposite of the Shiur Knesset HaGedolah. V'nei meishulchan atzei shitim v'derech hachayim v'chay odam mashmim v'befarshim oso kipshote. From these achronim it's mashmim, they understand the Magen Avraham kipshuto. V'imyotza mimekomo, if you leave your place, av shechazer, even if you come back, tzoruch l'kadeh sheinis, you need a second a kiddush. V'chein mevuar b'yoser behedya b'agraz, that's what the Graz says as well. We'll skip the brackets. The Chavetz Chaim wants to work out that the Magen Avraham is not really arguing with the Shiur Knesset HaGedolah. And he says, in order that they shouldn't be arguing, it appears that we should say as follows. The Magen Avraham is only going on that which he has just said before. The Magen Avraham that we're quoting above is coming off of a discussion of pausing a little bit of time because of an ones between your kiddush and your hamotzi. The ain tzarach lachzor lekadosh v'pnei shelo hoyser daita lezem mitchila. That would not be grounds for having to make a new kiddush, even though you didn't have it in mind mitchila, since it was an ones and you stayed in the same place. V'al zeh siim, on that the Magen Avraham writes, the imyotza mimekobo bein time, if you left the place in the interim, tzarach lachzor lekadosh, then you have to make a new kiddush. Meaning to say, v'hainu mishum debelav hochik farnishtaho, because you already paused, you already had a delay in time, and now you're also leaving the room, so you have two things against you. One is you delayed in time, and two is you left the room and came back. That's where the Magen Avraham says you'll have to make a new Kiddush. Aval mitam yitzia l'chus l'chud, but just because you went outside alone, gam hu yizbor k'shar k'nesas ha'gedola. Even the Magen Avraham would agree with the shar k'nesas ha'gedola. The low chashiv shinui, that it's not considered a shinui, came into the basov sod and become kiddush. Since the mice, at the end of the day, you had the suda in the place where you made kiddush. Let's skip down to the bottom line, the bottom line of the Bir Halacha, but the fourth to last line in his writings, but the bottom line of the Halacha, Mikomakom, at the end of the fourth to last line, Mikomakom nirali she'en lahachmir bazeh b'dieved. It appears to me that one should not be machmir in this b'dieved, neged asher knes agdola v'yad malachi. One should go with them, b'dieved. The pshita luhu, the Halacha was so pasha to them, so to go back and make another kiddush, according to them, would be a bracha levatola. The gam kol agedolim manal shetigo divrei Magen Avraham. Also, from all those other gedolim that brought down the Magen Avraham, mash megamkin the sphere luke shaknas agedola below shah. They also seem to agree with the shaknas agedola if you didn't pause in time as well. Ukumosh gasadnu lamala, as we brought down above, like we just read, that would might be only a problem if you had two problems. One is a delay in time, and two is you left the room. But if you just left the room, then it seems like most achronim are going with the shirkness agdola. Ubeprat the ikir kiddush and komsudahu rak the rabbanon. And specifically, since the ikir shita is that kiddush and komsudah is only the rabbanon, ubevadai kedai lismoch aleihem b'shas atchak, and therefore for sure you can rely b'shas atchak on their shita. Shelo lachzor ulakadei sheni, say you should not go back and make a second kiddush. Ach lechatchil bevada yesh lizor b'zeh. But lechatchil bevada, like the Mishabura said, you should be careful about this. So the Bir Halacha just goes a little more in detail of the Mishabura. And again, the bottom line is, the Shagnes Lagdola, the Armalachi, they say if you go out and come back, you don't need another kiddush. Even though the Magen Avraham seems to say differently, the Chavetz Chaim explained that the Magen Avraham really agrees with them, and the Chavetz Chaim comes out, the bottom line, if you did go out and you came back, so b'dieved, after you did it, you shouldn't have gone out. But once you went out and came back, you would not have to make a second kiddush. Certainly, if it was right away, it was an immediate going out and coming back. Now we're going to go weiter in the Mishabura to clarify the Ramah. Again, just to read the Ramah again, part way, as we go to the Mishabura. The Ramah first said, as we just discussed in the Mishabura, Tzarech lecha b'mkom kiddush la'alter. You have to eat in the place where you made kiddush immediately. Or you have to have in your mind to eat there right away. So let's see Mishabura Yud Gimel. Miloshon O Mavur. From that language of O, or, it's clear, Dimekara lo mairi keshahaya bedaito beferish b'shas kiddush lecho la'alter el b'stama. For the fact that the Ramah says, or you had in mind to eat there right away. It's mashma that in the part before, you didn't have in mind to eat there right away. So when we say, Tzarech lecha b'makom kiddush la'alter, that's talking about a case where you didn't have in mind to eat right away. You just made kiddush tam. V'afilu hachi yotza, and still you're yotzei. You had nothing in mind when you made kiddush. You're still yotzei, kaven sh'achal alter. L'maisa, you ate there right away, and therefore you're good to go. V'hadar ashmin, and then the Ramah is telling us, D'imhoya b'dayto b'shas kiddush lazeh. If you had in mind at the time of kiddush that you're going to eat right away in that place. Afiluim ero achakach ones. Even if afterwards an ones happens, v'lo achal miyad ero achakach, and you ended up not eating right away, you just paused a little bit. Gam ken yotze, you also will be yotze. V'im yotze gam min mekomo b'intayim. But if you paused a little bit and you also went out of your place, there kam achronim have the opinion shesarach lachz or lekadosh, like we just saw in the Bir Halacha. Then many say you would have to go back and make a new kiddush. But again, so the way the Mishabura is explaining the two things in the Ramah is when it says v'tzarech lecha b'mokom kiddush la'alter, it means if you had nothing in mind when you made kiddush, you just made kiddush tam, then if you eat there right away, you're good to go. Or you had in mind to eat there right away, even though you didn't eat there right away because you got delayed with some kind of onus that you got delayed in time, it's also going to be okay as long as you didn't go outside. Continues the Mishabura, v'hu adin kishaya traklin gadol. The same thing would apply if you're in a very large traklin, very large room. V'holach mipina lepina le'achol sham. And as we discussed yesterday, you're allowed to go from one corner of the room to the other corner of the room, and you did that. So it was a little bit of a delay in time. O kishekidesh b'cheder ze amanas le'achol miyad b'cheder acher. Shu tachas gag echad. We also learned yesterday that you can make kiddush in one room, have in mind to eat in another room. If it's in the same house, it'll be okay. So if you did that, it obviously takes time between going to this room to that room, so there's a little pause in time. Omei ara l'igra, or from the downstairs to the upstairs, v'ayidei ha'alicha, all these cases, through the halicha gufa nishtoa is a zman, some time elapsed, gam kein ein tzarech lachzor l'kaddish. Also there, you wanted to make a new kiddush. So as long as it was a small delay in time, but you did everything you had to do, either you made kiddush in one corner of the room and you switch it to another corner of the room, which is fine, or you had in mind to make kiddush in this room and eat in another room, or upstairs, downstairs, all that, even though there was a little bit of delay in time, between the two rooms or the two floors, that would be okay and would not require a new kiddush. Then back to the Ramah. The Ramah said, "Aval belav hachi." But if not for that, afilu ochel b'mkom kiddush eino yotze. Even if you ended up eating in the place where you made kiddush, you're not yotze. What does it mean, belav hachi? So the Mishabura writes in Sefkaton Yudalid, "Aval belav hachi hainu shelo hoyser daito lechol miyad." As opposed to what he just said, if you made kiddush and you didn't have in mind to eat right away, kigon shedaito lahafsik b'dvarim acherim, you had in mind to be masik with other things. Vehifsik, and you ended up being mafsik. Afilu haya hefsik achagach machmas ones. Since you decided you're making kiddush, you can have a delay on purpose. Even if you ended up having a delay by an ones, afsha ochal achar zebim kom kiddush. Even though you ended up eating in the same place where you made kiddush lo yotza, you're still not yotze. So again, here the Ramah is telling us, if you didn't have in mind to eat right away, you had in mind to delay for whatever reason, even if the delay ends up happening because of an ones, you're not yotze, you have to make another kiddush. However, Venira says in Mishabura, but if the delay ended up being because of things that are the Torah of the Suda, lo chashiv hefsek, that would not be a hefsek. It's talking about you were mafsek for other things, then you would require another kiddush. And then the Ramah tells us at the very end, the last thing the Ramah told us was, if you had in mind not to eat there right away, and you ended up changing your mind and eating there right away, you are yotzei. Says the Mishabura in Tezvav, Pirish, mitchilo kishakidish haya b'dayta shelo lechol klal ad achar zman. Here where you made kiddush, you had in mind not to eat right away, you can eat later. V'gamze haya b'dayta gamkin shelo yochol b'bayis el b'bayis achar. Not only did you have in mind the delay in time, you also had in your mind you're going to eat another house. So you had two strikes against you. That's very bad news. Lagabi the halachas of kiddush makom suda. But that's what you had in your mind. You had in your mind a way of making kiddush and having the suda where you wouldn't be yotze. But mikom makom kevan she'achakach nimlach. But since afterwards you changed your mind, the ochal miyad bimkom hakiddush, and you decided to in fact eat right away in the place you made kiddush, ain't tzarich lachzor l'kaddish. You don't have to make another kiddush. And ma'aseh goes by what you did. L'ma'aseh, you make kiddush and you ate right away. Even though when you make kiddush, you had a mind to eat later and eat in a different room, which would have been disastrous for your kiddush makom suda. But l'ma'aseh, you ended up eating in the right place right away, and therefore you would not require another kiddush. We will stop here and we will continue Mirtz Hashem tomorrow with Siv Daled.